following is a presentation of the Chicago Bears Network. On the air, online, and on demand. Visit the Chicago Bears Network page on chicagobears.com. And now, welcome to Bears All Access, your all-access pass into Chicago Bears football. Bears All Access is brought to you by Sports Authority and sponsored by University of Phoenix and Miller Lite.
Coming to you live from the George Muggs Halas Auditorium inside Halas Hall, this is Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority alongside, what do I call you now? I'm just going to call you offensive lineman because of your versatility. Gabe Karimi, along with safety Chris Conte. I'm Zach Zaidman. So happy to have you aboard here for the full hour. It's Packer Week, and I don't know if you guys have heard this, you know, because you're kind of insulated in the locker room and on the practice field, but there's been a lot of talking being done by both teams this week, more so than usual. Is that good or bad?
I think it's good. It's kind of like a college rivalry type thing. I think it's a good thing. You know, it gets you hyped up for the game. You know, some guys like to talk. And, you know, it's fun to sit back and listen to the guys talk, but I don't really get involved in that kind of stuff.
Gabe?
Oh, yeah. I think it's pretty good, man. It kind of shows that, you know, the players are into it, too. You know, it's not just the fans between the two teams. It's actually the players, you know. We have a mutual respect for each other. You know, that's a rivalry.
All right, give me an idea. Forget about what they said after the Week 2 loss. But Brandon Marshall, one of the big leaders of this team, goes to the podium yesterday, and he just puts it out there that he doesn't like the Packers. He's ticked off at what they said after Week 2, and it's go time now. What does that do inside the locker room?
Not much. I don't know. It gets him hyped up, I guess. It's inspiration for him. I know Brandon wants to go out and have a big week. I was talking to him today. He's like, I was like, how many touchdowns are you going to score? He said two. I said, just two? You can score, you know, don't put a limit on it. But he said, yeah, I'm going to score at least two. So, you know, if he scores two touchdowns, we'll be in good shape. So I hope he goes out there and dominates and continues to play great football like he has been doing.
He's been saying a lot. And, you know, JerMichael Finley said at one point that, and then he backtracked on this, that the Bears might be better without Urlacher. Lance Briggs called him, quote, an idiot. And then Brian Urlacher went on a satellite radio station and proceeded to say, that's fine. He thought that the Packers were better without Finley when they won the Super Bowl when he was injured. So it's on. There's been a lot of talk this week. And I just want to, you know, this is Bears All Access. I wanted to give you guys an All Access pass to say whatever you want, or are you going to play it safe?
I like to play it safe.
I mean, I didn't even know this. I don't even read that much articles about that. So that's kind of funny, and just in general.
All right. Now let's talk about Green Bay and what you need to do to beat the Packers, because that's the big story. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on, but ultimately it's about going out there on the field and beating them. What are the keys on both sides of the ball?
I think starting fast is the biggest thing. You know, looking at some of the losses we've had to them, they've been the Packers have come out and been on top and had a lead, and we've been trailing, trying to fight to get back in the game. And I think they play well with the lead. And our biggest, the biggest thing that can help us, I think, is if we get a lead early and have them on their heels instead of us on our heels.
Yeah, I was going to say, because the Bears play well with the lead. I'm sure starting fast from an offensive standpoint is.
No doubt. And whenever it seems like we get the lead, you know, we start to spread the lead pretty good in all our games this year. So starting off fast definitely helps and gives us our offense a little momentum and just keep on building off that when we feel like we can score. It's just a better, you know, feeling on the sideline.
Chris Conte, Gabe Karimi, our guests here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. Now, help me out here, Chris, because you get to do something that we see on TV, but no one's actually been out there to be on the field, the last line of defense, when Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback, one of the best in the game, and he does all these pump fakes and he uses his eyes to kind of draw you one area and then goes to the other. How challenging is that for safety?
I think he's the most challenging quarterback that we're going to face. Just because his ability outside the pocket, I mean, he puts balls on the money. He can put the ball pretty much anywhere he wants on the field. And some of the throws he makes are just, you're just like, wow. Not too many guys can make those plays. And he's hard to defend because he's more mobile than you think. He's an athletic guy, and I think he's most successful when he's outside of the pocket. And that's when he really hurts people. So really being a safety, it makes your job difficult because once he escapes out of the pocket, you know, he's got a lot of time and can find open guys. So really I think the key for our defense is to contain him and, you know, put up a wall and keep him in the pocket and make him get the ball out fast. And then we'll just be more disciplined than they are and, you know, make them grind it out and not give up the big play and just make them check it down and keep on getting, you know, those little 5-yard passes and make them run the ball.
When he gets out of the pocket, because it happens not just to you but to a lot of teams, what's the key defensively?
When he gets out of the pocket,
yeah,
just stay deep and don't let anybody get behind you. Don't let him get that big play. He's outside the pocket, he's going to make completions, but we just have to limit him from getting outside the pocket, I think, initially.
Gabe, when it comes to the defense that Dom Capers runs in Green Bay, a lot of different looks and stuff that, you know, sometimes you see and then they'll do something else off of it. What's the challenge in terms of deciphering what they do?
They have a pretty good, you know, run or pass stop, especially when you get in third and long situations. So the key for us is just not getting those situations, become a better run on first and second down, and getting that 3 to 4 to 6 where, you know, we're not going to be a nickel as much, and we don't have to pass the ball and have those 30 looks where you got a million different guys that are really fast guys, you know, doing a bunch of games.
So it was a rough go of it that first game, you know, and obviously you're on the road. What's the difference now that you're at Soldier Field in terms of helping out the offense?
Oh, I mean, it's a huge difference. You know, the snap count is, you know, you got the silent count. That's what we go off of when you can't hear it. And you're basically looking inside at the center and the ball. And you're a good couple tenths of a second off. And that makes a huge difference when you got, you know, you guys like 52 out there.
Yeah, that would be Clay Matthews.
Right.
Yeah, that's usually the first guy that I think gets identified by the quarterback?
No, I think he has other stuff to worry about. you know, he needs to trust us a little bit, too, with that. We're going to have Chip help for that guy, and I don't know if he has a hamstring problem, so we'll see if he's out there for this game or if they're going to rest him.
And you mentioned, I think the key word is trust. It's the belief that if everyone does their individual job correctly, then you can make plays as an offense.
Correct, you know, and that's correct.
Gabe Karimi is here. So is Chris Conti. This is Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority, live from the George Muggs Halas Auditorium inside Halas Hall. When we come back, I'm going to give you guys an opportunity to enjoy one of the better restaurants in town and also help one of your teammates out. I'll explain next right here on Bears All Access on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Sunday's game is brought to you by Miller Lite, the official beer of the Chicago Bears. The first 40,000 fans to enter Soldier Field will receive a Bears Miller Lite bucket cooler. Miller Lite, it's not just a good time, it's Miller time. Alongside Gabe Karimi and Chris Conti, I'm Zach Zaidman. This is Bears All Access, live from the George Muggs Halas Auditorium inside Halas Hall. And, you can't help but get kind of drenched in the history of the Chicago Bears anytime you walk in this building. You know, Gabe and I were talking during the break. You see Muggs as the nickname for George Halas, his son. And I'm just kind of wondering, if you were a player back in the day, you know, and you wore the leather helmets and, you know, the kind of uniforms that you guys are going to wear on Sunday, those throwbacks, those Monster of the Midway uniforms that you guys are going to be wearing this Sunday, if you wore it when they really wore it back in the day, what would Gabe Karimi's nickname be? What would you be? Gabe, quote-unquote, Karimi. What would be in those quotes?
Probably the hammer. That's what they called me in college.
Yeah,
at least
that's true.
Because it was Jew hammer, and they would just, you know, if you go around in some places, people think you're talking bad, so you just say, they would just call me hammer a lot.
See, it's smart. Protected him. Chris?
My name? I already got the Birdman.
No,
I'm going to stay
on
for the Birdman.
But they didn't have Birdmen back
then. They had birds, though. So.
They did have – they always had birds.
I mean, they had comics, so, I mean, what's the difference, you know? they would work. Just call them Birdmen.
Never forget this. During the
– I can't even do that. It's embarrassing.
You know what's amazing is that I forget who it was. That you guys have a sound effect for Tim Jennings because he's known as the Hawk.
He's got the caw. The caw.
Caw. What is it?
I can't do it.
Is that your tongue?
Look at this talent that Karimi's got with the sound effects.
Yeah.
And the Birdman sounds like a pigeon.
Yeah, it's a pigeon. It's definitely a fat pigeon.
If you're a football player, do you want to be considered?
No, it's this thing right here. See? It's this thing, little guy right here.
Oh, yeah, it's radio, so people can't see it.
Well, I know, but I'm showing for the. I'm showing you and the people in the room.
I'll describe radio it. Game. Is this a homemade hoodie?
It's like two reverse. Yeah, it's a C. It's like a reverse C.
My grandma knitted it herself. You know.
It's actually kind of cool. It's yeah. It's
Chris Conti. So you got the C, the reverse C, and then the other C, and then it's like a little head on there that looks like a bird. It's all angular.
Yeah, with a big B on the front.
And then it's kind of like the Superman, you know, triangle kind of thing. So you know, it's got some things going.
Got some things going on.
You know what
I'm
thinking?
Things in your life.
Did you see that the Houston Texans gave the defense? They had these Letterman jackets that they gave out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe this could be the new thing inside the Bears locker room. You know, every guy's nickname, you get a little logo there and the big B.
Yeah,
I mean they kind of got that, don't they? Like linebackers did something like that.
Linebackers got the linebacker sweaters.
Yeah.
What do they look like for people who don't know?
Urlacher got. A helmet with the like colors of the Cadillac symbol and then the Cadillac thing around it, so lack.
Okay. Oh, so very creative.
Yeah.
Gino's the black Italian.
That would be Gino Hayes, who's now the strong side linebacker. Did a nice job last week.
Yeah. So he's got. I don't even know what he has on the back of his, but it says the black Italian. Who else we got?
Roach's Whispers.
Roach's Nicky Whispers.
And that's because, for people who don't know, when Nick Roach, a couple of years ago, filled in for Urlacher at the middle linebacker position, his teammates made fun of him because he's a soft talker.
Mm-hmm.
So when he would call out the plays, they sounded like this, as opposed to, you know, he's gotten much better with
so
that.
So he's got
now.
The mafia guy on the back of his sweater with Nicky Whispers. Who else is there? Costanza, Blake. I don't even know what he has on the back of his, but I think it's like it has a Jersey Shorter on the back
of
his.
Yes, a native of New Jersey, and if you hear this guy talk, he sounds like he could be an extra on any kind of Jersey related.
Your cabbage.
Oh yeah, and then Lance has Lance has a big cheeseburger because he likes cheeseburgers.
And his nickname is Burger.
His burger.
Yeah, which is tough to do. When you're a Bear and Rusty Jones is forcing you to be at a certain weight restriction.
No, there's carbs in it. He likes it.
Yeah, it's got
there's
got a
plenty of carbs, you know.
He's a fan of the burgers.
He's a fan of the carbs.
He's
from New York.
You've got the
New England. He's from New England.
Yeah, and then who else is there that I'm missing in that room?
There's
the new guy Franklin, right?
Yeah, I don't think new guys have sweaters yet.
Yeah, he's not worth
it.
So what do the DBs have? What do the defensive backs have?
We all got shoes, but nothing too special.
Those orange shoes. DJ Moore got everybody, right?
We got neon orange shoes, but the linebackers have shoes and they have the sweatshirt, so they're really...
It's a high-profile position.
They got more money in their room.
Yeah,
they can afford those types of luxuries.
That is true. Now, what are the offense? Because usually the O-line, you guys are – it's a tight-knit group. You got to be tight in order to –
Yeah, there's no individuals on the O-line. You know, it's all one group. So there's nothing really different. If we get a shirt, it's all the same shirt.
What about J-Web Nation?
No comment on that.
I've always wondered, does the Nation come into the meeting room with him, or is it just...
Well, his shirt's framed up on the wall. as a sin. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. The Bears thank Giordano's Famous Stuff Pizza for providing dinner to the Bears All-Access Show. Stop by one of their 40 Chicagoland locations for the city's favorite stuffed pizza and visit Giordano's.com. All right, you guys ready to help one of your teammates out? And this is a tough one because they're never easy after a loss. And it's much easier to pick the Gibson's player of the game after a victory. Always much more difficult after a loss. But we're going to attempt to do that right now. To select the Gibson's Player of the Week, brought to you by Gibson's Barn Steakhouse, the player we select will get a $500 gift card to Gibson's. And get this, for helping pick that player, both of you guys will get a $100 gift card to Gibson's, the best meal in town. So I need your vote. And first, we got to pick candidates. And it's tough after that Vikings game. But you unfortunately, both of you had to watch it again, I think, in the meetings this week. So
we actually didn't watch it.
Really?
Yeah, we didn't.
So there's a curveball.
It's Packer week.
That's a good move by Lovie Smith.
We want to watch the Packers.
But we get it on our iPad, so I think everybody did watch it, but we didn't take the time to
review it as a team.
We kind of just said, you know, we're moving on, and we got a big game this week, and it's time to focus on the Packers.
Okay, but before we do that, we still have to pick a player of the game from that Vikings game.
I already said we should ship it out to Minnesota.
Yeah, Adrian. Oh, by the way, as a defensive player, be honest with me here. And we're with Chris Conte and Gabe Karimi here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. As a defensive player, back-to-back weeks now, where the NFC Offensive Player of the Week has come after a game against you guys. Russell Wilson 2 weeks ago, Adrian Peterson last week. That's got to sting.
Yeah, I got a face full of Adrian Peterson, that's for sure.
That's
got smushed to the ground a couple times.
Isn't he tough?
Yeah, he's a tough runner.
I mean,
he's definitely the best back that I've ever seen. He's, you know, combination of speed and strength. So.
I'm watching you guys. He's ridiculous.
Yeah.
They compare him to Walter Payton. That's all you need to know. All right, so we're going to take a timeout. When we come back, I want you to think during the break who the Gibson's player of the game was for the Bears, and we'll hand out the winner next when we come back here on Bears All Access, live from the George Muggs Halas Auditorium inside Halas Hall on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Kane is in the building.
Bears All Access rolls on live from the George Muggs Halas Auditorium inside Halas Hall. And when we last spoke to you, we were trying to figure out who the Gibson's player of the game was from last week's game against the Vikings. And you can go with, I think there are only two choices, in my opinion. There's Major Wright had a pick in the game. And then Brandon Marshall became the first player in the history of the Chicago Bears organization to catch 101 receptions in one single season. He's the new record holder.
Wow.
You know, and he did it, and he scored a touchdown. And he's been unbelievable. I don't think when you acquired him that you thought he'd be this good. And you knew he was good already. That's how much of an impact he's had.
Yeah, he's a great player, but I'm going to have to vote for Major because, one, he's a safety, and I think he did a great job on Adrian, you know, tackling, too, and had that interception. And I think Brandon can treat himself just fine to Gibson's anytime he wants. So I'm going to go with Major.
Yeah, that's Chris Conte, by the way. Brandon's listening. Gabe, I'll give you an opportunity to weigh in here.
Who's the tie and vote? He goes to you. Does the tie and vote go to you?
Well, but yes.
I'm going to go with Major, too, then, because I don't think Brandon needs the gift card. So I'll go with Major. Major can use it.
Well, there you go. It really doesn't matter what I think. I'm overruled. I would have gone with Brandon Marshall.
I know you would
have.
That's why I had to go with Major.
So Major Wright wins the $500 gift card to Gibson's. He'll probably be taking you guys to eat as well. And both of you guys for helping pick the Gibson's Player of the Week get a $100 gift card to Gibson's, the best meal in town. So Major Wright owes you guys big time. All right, so I got a couple of questions. Number one, a little birdie told me, and it's how fitting because we've got the Birdman, Chris Conte, here. But a little birdie told me, remember the show The Wonder Years way back in the day? And you apparently know Winnie Cooper.
Yeah.
Danica McKellar.
It took some investigating because I had no idea what you were talking about when you said Wonder Years, but after some investigating, we found out I actually do know her. I got a wacky uncle, you know. Everybody's got one of those, I think.
I'm sure he's going to be thrilled that you said on the radio.
I'm putting all my bets on that he's not listening, so.
Yeah, and no one's going to tell him. It's not like the show is very highly rated.
Not. But, he's dating her mom, I guess. So.
Really?
Yeah, she's an interesting person, too, so we have a lot of fun together.
Yeah, see, for people who don't know, there is a Hollywood connection here, not just with Winnie Cooper, but, you know, there's not that you ever wanted to be an actor or
Never.
Live the Hollywood lifestyle,
no.
But it's in the family.
It's in the family, yeah. My dad is in the Hollywood business and my grandpa. So, grew up around it, but not for me.
He was in The Godfather.
In The Godfather, yeah.
As?
As Don Barzini.
Yeah, see? That's pretty cool.
Yep.
But you never wanted to act.
I don't think I would be a good actor. I don't know.
Kareem's shaking his head. Who is the best actor in the Bears locker room?
I don't know.
Someone with a lot of personality.
I mean, someone that can get a call from an official.
I think Eric Williams did a good job of that. In that, what game was that?
A couple of weeks ago.
A couple of weeks ago, yeah.
Was
that Seattle or no? It wasn't Seattle.
I think it was Minnesota.
Game.
Right?
It was Minnesota.
Yeah, the Minnesota game at Soldier
Obviously,
Field.
I shouldn't because I tried to get one and it didn't work, so I'd fail at that.
they don't believe the linemen for whatever reason, unless you have years of time served under your belt, so to speak.
Mm.
Yeah. So, any interesting people that you know from growing up in Madison? Or are you just...
Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Wisconsin.
I mean, I think the most... Chris Farley went to a school in my district. That's about it. So,
see?
That's... It's called Edgewood. Yeah. So there's a lot of famous people when they came in for his funeral, but, on a sad note. But...
Yeah, thanks for ruining the tempo.
Yeah, just kind of went
way
down
to go, Gabe,
that.
Again.
Well, that's probably the extent of famous people from... Madison, Wisconsin.
Want to remind you that Bears All Access will be broadcasted live in store at Sports Authority of Vernon Hills on Thursday, December 27th. Join us from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Sports Authority in Vernon Hills for a chance to win raffle prizes and meet two Bears players. You got two Bears players here in Chris Conte and Gabe Karimi here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. All right, so it's been a tough stretch here for the Bears since the second half of the season began. 1-4 over the last 5 weeks. Can you kind of put your finger on as to why that's happened and what it's going to take? Because you guys have talked about how you're moving forward, you're looking at Green Bay. So what's it going to take to get back to where you need to get back to?
I think stepping up as a defense and creating more turnovers. I think we've seen a kind of a dip with the amount of turnovers that we've created and not scoring on defense. It seemed like every game that our defense scored, we won. And really provided a spark for our offense. So hopefully this week we can come back as a defense and put some points on the board and get our offense rolling.
Is there something extra that you have to do to make that happen?
I think just play disciplined football. I think when you're not stressing, you're just playing the way you're coached to play, and you let the plays come to you. You can't stress and try and go and make plays, and that's when you make mistakes, I think. I think the best way to play is just play disciplined football and be patient and let it come to you, and then be ready when the opportunity presents itself.
Gabe, on the other side of the ball, offensive coordinator Mike Tice earlier this week said that he wants to see the offensive guys having some fun out there, but I'm guessing it's going to take a little bit more than people going out there with enthusiasm.
Yeah, I think when we have fun is when we're, you know, successful. So, I mean, it goes hand in hand. You know, we need to go out there and be successful and have fun. I think everyone just needs to kind of not worry about, you know, not stretch out too much and try to overstep what they have to do in order to, because everybody wants to win. Everyone that's in the room or on the opposite room wants to win. Sometimes you go a little over what you're trying to do. And if you just stick with your technique and just everyone do their part, you know, we'll have success. But, you know, I feel like some people might be stretching out a little bit. So we'll just calm down a little bit, regather here, you know, have our defense create some turnovers like they always have, and, you know, we just need to go out there and get some momentum and just keep on charging down the field and get some touchdowns.
And make plays when they're there to be made.
Exactly. When the opportunity is afforded to you, you have to seize it.
Gabe Karimi is here. So is Chris Conte. When we come back, you're going to find out why our next segment is the highest-rated segment of the show. You're going to like this. It's time to play Are You a Bears Authority? That is next right here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority, live from the George Muggs Halas Auditorium inside Halas Hall on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Watch Bears Game Day Live, brought to you by Subway, Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. on Fox Chicago, and Bears Game Night Live, brought to you by Toyota, Sunday nights at 10:35 p.m. on Fox Chicago, part of the Chicago Bears network of shows. Alongside Chris Conte and Gabe Karimi, I'm Zach Zabeman, and this is Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority, live from inside the George Muggs Halas Auditorium inside Halas Hall. You guys, guess what? It's time to play Are You a Bears Authority? Now, you guys have been, yes, that's the buzzer that that you have to hit in order for me to call on you. And you got to hit it hard, just like that, Karimi. Now, here's the way it works. I ask you a question. If you know the answer, hit the buzzer. Whoever hits the buzzer first gets to answer the question. If you don't get it right, the other player gets an opportunity to answer the question, and whoever has the most right after seven questions wins a Sports Authority gift certificate for a lucky Bears fan. So, Gabe, you're going to be playing for Sean McGinnis from Chicago, and Chris, you're going to be playing for Sidney Colvin from Lakeview. And if you're listening right now and want to sign up for a future game, all you have to do is go to chicagobears.com/CBN and click on the Bears All Access page where you can also listen to all of our shows. Ready?
Let's do this.
All right, it's going to get competitive here because it is Packer Week. Question one, it's a multiple choice question. Which of these current Bears came to the team after the 2003 season? Charles Tillman, Roberto Garza, Brian Urlacher, Israel Adonijah.
See?
Incorrect.
Oh, my turn?
Yeah, you can answer the question, Chris.
All right, so you said C, Israel Adonijah.
C was Brian Urlacher.
Oh, that's not what I meant.
I meant
Roberto Garza.
Hey, no.
I meant Roberto Garza.
D?
No.
You are incorrect.
I meant Roberto Garza
is the correct answer.
I should get that answer for sure. Because I thought.
But I'm looking at the judge. I can't get – the judge is saying I cannot give you the –
No.
But that is the correct answer, Roberto Garza.
I definitely did not mean Brian. I did not mean that, for sure.
I said B, by the way.
Yeah. No, you said D first.
You said
so
D.
Even though Karibi had the answer right, Conti, who went to Cal, mind you,
B.
still got it wrong. All right, here we go. Question number two.
That's crap.
Yeah, hey, watch your language. Whoa, we're on the radio. Wait, name on, one hey, player.
That's, name, that's fine.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Technically, it is fine.
FDA.
A couple of weeks ago, Henry Melton said a synonym for what you just said that was not fine. And it led to us hitting a bunch of different
buttons. What's the demographics? How many kids are watching the show?
Well, they don't watch because it is radio. Oh,
I mean, yeah.
Listen
to the show.
But a ton listen. And I'm not trying to make fun of you. All right, question number two. Name one player on the Bears' current roster besides the two of you whose last name begins with the letter C. Gabe.
You can't just hit the buzzer.
You can, but you've got 3 seconds to answer it. One, two, three.
All right, Costanza.
Yes.
Oh, good call.
And I don't know. I'll give you one that probably a lot of people don't think of because he's not mentioned often on Sundays. Jay Cutler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, know your quarterback, right?
Yeah. Then there's the backup quarterback, Jason Campbell. There's Nate Collins. But, yeah, Blake Costanzo is a correct answer. And, yeah, we're off to a flying start. Conti with
cheater,
a
–
He didn't cheat.
No, that's part of the game, man. I can't think of it.
You can hit the buzzer first.
You can hit the buzzer, too, man.
Yeah, but if you get it wrong, it gives you an opportunity to answer.
And you get a long time to think about it.
Yeah, okay. So, anyway, for people who are just tuning in, we're playing Are You a Bears
Authority? I should have the first one right, by the way.
You should have, but you should have, would have, could have. Again, when there's an opportunity to make a play, Gabe, you got to make the play. So, right now, it's Conti with a 1-0 lead over Karimi. Question number three. Guys, this is a multiple choice question. Which one of these players did not play college ball in the state of Texas? Henry Melton, Jamarcus Webb, Alshon Jeffrey.
Alshon Jeffrey.
Chris Conti, correct. South Carolina is where Alshon Jeffrey went to school. And Chris, a commanding 2-0 lead.
How many questions are there?
I've never done this well.
It's a best of seven.
Oh, man, I got to pick it up.
Yeah, so, again, it's crunch time for Karimi now against Conti.
Just give me a chance, man.
All right, here we go. Question number four. Name the only player on the Bears' current 53-man roster whose last name begins with the letter I. Karimi.
Adonijah?
Correct. See? We gave you a chance there.
I needed that one.
That was a layup.
Hey, listen, he's back in the game, so you can make fun of him all you want, but he's right there. He's right on the cusp. It's a 2-1 lead, Conti over Karimi. Question five. Bears linebacker Nick Roach went to college in the...
Northwest?
Dern. Northwest? You can't...
Northwestern.
He said Northwest.
Right,
I did not finish it. I could keep on saying Northwest.
Here's the good news. Yes, he did go to Northwestern.
That wasn't the answer.
But that's not the question.
Right. Way to go, Gabe!
Would you like me to continue, Conti? All right.
Gabe's out of it.
Well, it depends on what happens here.
I got the buzzer, so I still get to answer the question.
No, you said Northwest. You said Northwest already.
All right, guys, settle down. Don't beat each other up here. We still got more show to go. Bears linebacker Nick Roach went to college in the Chicago area at Northwestern University. But what state did he attend high school in? Conti, you can answer the question. It's your turn because he got
it. Wisconsin. Yeah.
Correct. Milwaukee Lutheran is where he went to school.
I couldn't name the high school.
And here's the deal because this is these are the facts here. You got to get the next two questions right, Karimi, or Conti's a winner. Ready? Here we go. Question number six. What height is Bears linebacker Brian Urlacher officially listed? Karimi.
6'4".
What?
That is correct.
Hey, my buzzer is not working.
Get your buzzer.
You're just weak, man. You're weak. Put your muscle into it, man. You gotta. I haven't seen you once with Rusty in the weight room, so.
I got it. I think it's been established, by the way, that Karimi's got the faster hand.
Well, he is the hammer.
Yeah, he is the hammer, and he's hammering away. All right, so here's the deal. And he got the question right.
Erlacher had all these other questions right too. I know all these answers.
Erlacher, by the way, is officially listed at 6'4". And here's the deal. We've got a tight one heading now to question number 7.
Is there overtime?
Yeah, there's a tiebreaker. Okay. Conti leads Karimi 3-2, which means...
Who am I trying to win for?
You're trying to win for Sean McGinnis of Chicago.
I'm sorry,
Chris,
Sean.
Is trying to win for...
I really know all these answers. So I'm just being a... I'm not seizing the opportunity.
Yeah,
here.
Chris
is he listening probably?
Yeah, he is listening. It's a big deal. All right.
Phones?
Ready? Are you guys ready for question 7 here? If Karimi gets it right, we go to the tiebreaker. If Karimi gets it wrong, the winner will be Chris Conti. Question number 7. What NFL team did Bears receiver Brandon Marshall play for last season? Karimi.
Miami Dolphins.
How about this? We are now going to the tiebreaker.
My buzzer.
Hey, you can hit your buzzer. It works. Watch.
Does it hit when I hit it during the question?
Yeah, that's because Karimi's hitting his
I've
first.
I've already hit it before I even hear the question.
All right. It's a 3-3 game. This is for all the marbles here. The tiebreaker. Alternate guesses until someone gets it right. Okay?
So this one's hard, huh?
This one is a little bit harder. Gary Fensick holds the Bears team lead for career interceptions. How many did he have? Conti.
Let's go with 42.
Incorrect.
Do we get higher or lower on this?
No.
I'm looking at lower. The judge is telling me lower.
That's, you cannot Google it. That's
you,
disqualification.
Well, you can Google it right now. And no, do not Google. No. Go ahead.
We don't get higher or lower?
Yeah.
No.
Lower.
Oh, lower?
He should have to answer first and then go higher.
No, you got the first question.
Yes.
You had the advantage.
Are you guys fighting?
Yeah.
All right, settle down. I know this is huge.
It's in the 30s?
I'm just saying it's lower.
It's in the 30s. All right. 34?
Incorrect. So, Conti, you have an opportunity to guess.
What clues do I get now?
You can either go higher or lower.
Is it in between our numbers, our two numbers?
Yes.
And he said 34?
Yes.
No, I didn't say that.
That's what he said.
I said 30.
40.
Incorrect. Karimi.
35.
Incorrect.
Let's go with 38.
Correct. Chris Conti wins the tiebreaker.
I knew that the whole time.
That's cool. That's bull.
And Conti wins a Sports Authority gift certificate for Sydney Colvin of Lakeview. Congratulations, Sydney. Thanks, guys, for playing Are You a Bears Authority, brought to you by Sports Authority. It's been a long time since we had to go to the tiebreaker, so good job, guys. Very competitive match. All right, coming up next, we'll talk a little football, find out a little bit more about your personalities and all that kind of stuff right here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority, live from the George Muggs Halas Auditorium inside Halas Hall on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Coming to you live from the George Muggs Halas Auditorium inside Halas Hall. This is Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority, alongside our special guests, Chris Conti and Gabe Karimi. I'm Zach Zaidman. Bears Insider, brought to you by McDonald's, featuring Jeff Joniak and Bears head coach Lovie Smith, airs Monday nights at 7 p.m. on our sister station, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM, part of the Chicago Bears network of shows. All right, it's Packer week. You guys have talked about this all week long. Conti's laughing, so something must have happened.
Yeah, I just got a text from my brother. And he said he just happened to tune into the radio.
Right.
And he got a lot of personal information just as he turned in. So I guess he heard about my crazy
uncle.
Oh,
see, there you go.
So somebody actually was listening. So, well, Uncle Stuart, I'm sorry.
Something very interesting happened, by the way, during the break. You guys were signing some autographs, and a woman who was pregnant stopped by. And she said she didn't want, if she wasn't shy, didn't want to embarrass you guys, she'd have you sign her belly. And Karimi, you know, was all proper, said, didn't respond. And Conti goes, yeah, I'll do it.
Hey,
no fear. This guy has no fear.
Yeah.
All right. So Packer week, I thought, Gabe, something you said that was very interesting at the start of the show was, sometimes the rivalry at least in the past, has been more heated between the fans of the Bears and Packers than the actual players. That's not the case anymore.
I mean, maybe some years, but I'd say it's always been between the players too. I mean, this week on ESPN, they showed so many different like things of, you know, past players and past coaches and stuff like that. And I mean, when you talk about the Bears and what we talk about here, that's our first goal is to beat the Packers. Every time when Lovey shows our goal list, you know, is to beat the Packers and then win our division and then win the Super Bowl.
And when you guys first joined the organization, they kind of give you an orientation of Bears history, right? And that's a big part of it, isn't it?
Yeah, I think every time we play the Packers, we get, you know, Lovey gets up and gives us the whole you know, history of the game and the record and just the, you know, it's the oldest rivalry in the NFL, and it has a lot of tradition behind it. And I think it's definitely, you know, one of the best rivalries in the NFL, and it's a lot of fun to be a part of. And I think it's, you know, it's a cool thing to go to a team like the Bears and have all that history and then play in a game where so many great players have previously played.
So many guys are banged up. You know, you look at the injury report for the Bears, a ton of guys are on it. You didn't practice yesterday, in large part, just to get guys to heal up a little bit and give you guys a little bit of a mental day. On the practice field, it's got to be tough because there are a lot of guys sitting out.
Yeah.
It's different than a normal week preparation type of deal.
Yeah. DBs, I think we had 7 guys all together. Safeties, Craig Steltz is out. For the rest of the season, so having 3 guys rotating throughout the whole practice is a lot more reps than you're used to. So it's, you know, it's doable, and it's not a bad thing. It's just you know, just have to stay a little bit more focused during meetings because we didn't have that extra day of practice. But I think at this point in the season, it's not a bad thing to have a day off of practice and let your body recover a little bit more. And it, at this level, I think it's such a mental game that you don't always need the physical reps. I think a day of practice, we can really hone in on the things that we're doing different this game and practice those and make all the adjustments we need to really do. But it's so much more mental than physical at this point. You really can save up all the physical aspects for the game on Sunday.
And from an offensive line standpoint, boy, Gabe, you guys have had to endure a ton of changes because of injuries and other stuff. What's the challenge been? Because communication is such a huge part of what you guys do, that front five. How do you establish it when you don't have a lot of practice time together?
I mean, I think we're doing good right now. I mean, we've got a whole bunch of room of smart players, so I'm filling in at a position I normally haven't filled in or played. I played 2.5 games so far at a guard, and, you know, we just looking to keep on doing as well as off the line. We've, for the most part, have been had better protection, so like in the game plans the last couple of weeks, it's been a lot easier when we have a significant amount of chip help and a game plan set for more protection, more people protecting.
You know what's really amazing is the Minnesota game at Soldier Field is when you first got moved to guard, and that wasn't the initial plan coming in, and guys get hurt. Lance Lewis goes down, and I remember Cutler was with Lance Lewis on the trainer's table. And he goes, who's the guard? Because he's looking for the replacement. He didn't know. And I saw you raised your hand to let him know that you were going to be in there. And then after the game, I'm interviewing Gabe. And I'm just trying to figure out, you know, when's the last time you played guard? And he looks at me like I fell off a tree. I've never played guard, ever, until that game. So how do you – did you study – like, do you study the other positions just in case? Is that how you were able to kind of acclimate yourself?
No, I just went out there and played football. I figured I was on the line, and I'd – you know, it's a good thing. Like, you know, that first game, if I would have, like, if they would have had a week to prepare, I probably wouldn't have played as well. But sometimes when you just get thrown out there, you just kind of, like, go out there and forget everything and just play football. And, I mean, I mostly hard set that whole game, which, if, for people that don't know, that's when a lineman doesn't set back at all. He just, like, jumps the guy in the line of scrimmage. And it was such a, you know, change for how Lance was playing them. I think they didn't,
expect it.
So I was able to do pretty well in there by just doing that. But from then, I have learned to do more proper guard technique, you know, because the games are different. How you flip or switch off games at guard to tackle is completely different, and what you're looking for and how you're supposed to respond and how you keep on setting back if someone's on the line because you know a game's coming. As a tackle, you just have to worry about closing it down.
Right, I'm glad you explained that because you're almost on an island as a tackle.
Right,
and
yeah,
then,
yeah.
And then when you're – and then they're – techniques in terms of where you want to push a guy so he doesn't attack, where it's different for a guard as opposed to a tackle.
Correct.
See, simple. Not really. It's very complicated, especially if you're my size. You know, very different. And your size too, Chris. And I heard that Spaeth would have been the guy. If another one of the linemen had gone down, Spaeth would have been forced. The tight end, Matt Spaeth, would have been on the offensive line.
He apparently did that at Pittsburgh once, so too. Because they had, you know, Pittsburgh.
Well, he was getting ready, apparently.
He was getting ready, and the guy, he was about to go in, but there's a long TV timeout and is able to, like, not have to go.
Yeah, the lineman who was banged up came running out of the tunnel to get back in there. So, you know, and I also found out he can long snap. I mean, the guy can do everything.
Gabe Kareem. Guy.
Yeah.
He won the tight end award in college, right?
Yes, the John Mackey Award. Yeah. All right, we're with Conti and Karimi. This is Bears All Access live from the George Muntz Hallis Auditorium inside Hallis Hall. More to come next, right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Bears Huddle and Bears Blitz brought to you by Jimmy John's is your chance to catch up on Bears news every Wednesday and Thursday at 4:30 p.m. on Comcast Sportsnet, part of the Chicago Bears network of shows, along with Gabe Karimi and Chris Conti. I'm Zach Zaidman, and this is Bears All Access brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, live from the George Muggs Hallis Auditorium inside Hallis Hall. I want to remind you, ask a Bears question in the Toyota Fan Zone. Tweet any Bears-related question using the hashtag BearsToyota, and it might be answered during the Bears Game Night Live TV broadcast Sunday nights on Fox Chicago. If the selected question belongs to you, you will receive a Bears Pro Shop gift card, so use the hashtag BearsToyota. All right, Karimi, help me understand this, because I think that people don't understand how difficult it is to establish offensive continuity, not just on the line, but overall, you know, working together to be able to get the unit to be what you guys want it to be.
I mean, that's true, because you look at any, like, all-star games, you know, it doesn't matter what level it is, high school, college. What's a team that always does the best? It's the defense, because, you know, it's not only that most of the systems are all the same. You know, there's not a million different ways to run a defense, and there's a lot more ways to run an offense, but they have that continuity. It seems not that you don't need it on defense. Obviously, you do need it on defense too, but it seems almost harder to get that continuity to keep the drives alive.
Yeah, because the Bears defense, to be fair, they've been together, the nucleus, for the most part, since 2004 when Lovie Smith first got here, and the new guys get incorporated in. You're not asking everybody to do something different. Offensively, you know, you've been here 2 years, two different offensive coordinators, and there's not a lot of time. I mean, you still got to figure out. The rest of the league's not going to stop and wait for you guys to figure it out. You have three games to go. So based on what you guys have done, what's the key the rest of the way?
I mean, I think the key is just have, you know, what Coach Tice says, you know, just go out there and have fun, have success, you know, take the pressure off, you know, like you having to do something that's out of your realm, you know, just work what they know, do the work that you know that you can do and do it well, you know, and go out there and just one assignment, you know, one play and just get your job done, and it should just work out, you know, instead of, you know, overreaching what you're trying to do, because everyone in the offense just wants to win. Sometimes we're overstretching what we should do, and if we just, you know, take a breath and do what we need to do, we might have better, you know, success.
Hey, Chris, I wanted to ask you about special teams a little bit, because with all the injury, you know, talked about Stelz, he's been such a valuable performer. Sherrick McManus is out too, and, you know, you lose Robbie Gould, Lindo Mare is in now. How do you guys get that kind of elite special teams performance when there's so many new people added to the mix at different spots?
I think it's hard. That's rough. I think special teams, a lot of it is guys playing off each other, especially kickoff coverage, punt coverage. But really, I think mostly kickoff coverage is huge for guys really knowing how to play off each other, because you got guys that are, you know, faster and guys that are playoff guys, guys that get down the field fast and want to just, you know, hit something. And then you got other guys that have to play off of that. And really, I think you have to know your teammates, especially in kickoff coverage, but really all the special team phases. And it hurts, because there's always those core players, and Craig Stelz is one of those main core players that, you know, they're four phase guys. They play every single special teams. And when they're not on the field, it really makes a difference in the game. And I think a lot of people don't realize how important special teams are. plays in a game.
Bears-Packers, what more needs to be said? It's going to be intense come Sunday. For Gabe Karimi and Chris Conte, I'm Zach Zaidman saying thanks for listening to Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Good night, everyone.
Thanks for listening to this Chicago Bears Network presentation of Bears All Access, your all-access pass into the world of Bears football. You can listen to Bears All Access shows online at chicagobears.com. Bears All Access has been brought to you by Sports Authority and has been sponsored by Toyota and Verizon.